The rector of Mount Crest University College, Kanda, Professor Achuayi, has criticized the discriminatory attitude of government to private education, an act which is frowned upon by the constitution and the tenets of public-private partnership. He therefore urged the Ghana National Association of Private Schools to be more proactive and promote the interests of its members. Professor Ayi was delivering the inaugural address at the launch of the Reverend Emil Dogbe-Gbeto Memorial Foundation last night in Accra. He noted that the state alone cannot shoulder the full responsibility for the provision and delivery of education. It has therefore become imperative for private sector participation in providing education facilities in the country to supplement government's efforts.
The importance of education in promoting socioeconomic development in both developed and developing countries has been emphasized in the literature. An educated man or woman is seen as a product of investment, while widespread and advancing education is seen to have a positive correlation with a country's socioeconomic growth. Similarly, as pointed by Clark in his 1961 seminar book, in his model of education as a contributor to development, he argued, and I quote, "In educating people, they are able to search for existing technologies, generate new ones, and examine physical resources to identify their productive capabilities," unquote. It is therefore no wonder that most countries, including Ghana, have constitutional provisions on education as a right. The right to education is a basic right under the dietary principles of state policy of the 1992 Constitution.
Professor Achuayi noted that the number of private schools in the country is not equitable, as they tend to be concentrated in the cities, regional and district capitals. He said while private schools account for about 20% of basic education in the urban areas, they account for only 4% total enrollment in rural areas.